Greetings, Fran here, owner of Angels with Fran, back with the first podcast of 2020. So a lot of you have been emailing me about when is the next podcast coming? When is the next podcast coming? Here it is. All right, guys. So you know that you can find me on Instagram and YouTube at Angels with Fran as well. Make sure you come over to those pages. There's a lot of good things that are going on there. And also with Instagram, I give a lot of good information and tips every day. So make sure you join me over at Instagram at Angels with Fran. You can just at Angels with Fran and you can find me. All right, so I wanted to do this podcast because I wanted to kind of talk to you guys about going into 2020 and having 2020 vision and really getting ready to just like blow the socks off of 2020, right? I am really excited for 2020, but I'm excited for every year. Really excited for 2020 because, as we know, symbolically that means 2020 perfect vision. So every year, I pick a word of the year that is my word for the entire year that I reflect on, that I go back on, and that I kind of build what I want to see accomplished in that year. I do not do resolutions. I do intentions. I just don't do resolutions. I haven't done resolutions for years. I really don't even set goals. I set intentions because I believe in living intentionally and consciously creating our lives. And if we do that, then we don't feel pressured to meet a goal. We don't feel pressured to keep a resolution. But when we consciously create, we are allowing and we're not forcing. For me, resolutions always felt like I was forcing or I was pushing or I had to make this happen. If I was not making this happen, then I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And usually I kind of felt bad about myself if I didn't get it accomplished. So since I've been more intentional about my life, I have seen more things come to pass in my life. And it makes me feel good about the fact that I am co-creating with my higher source. So my word for this year is transformative. Now, the reason that I picked transformative is because everything in our lives, everything in our surroundings can be transformed, right? We hear a lot about change our lives, change our thoughts, change our mind, change our thoughts, etc. But really, we want to do more than change it. We want to transform it. Because if we transform ourselves and our lives and our mindset, transformative means a marked change or causing a marked change in something and someone. So you're still changing, but when you're transforming, it means that you are actually creating it as a substance of who you are, right? So we can change things, but change can also go backwards if we're not grounded in the change. When we're transforming, we're completely allowing ourselves to adjust to what is happening. A lot of times change happens and it happens so quick that you're just like, boom, oh my gosh. But when you're transforming, you kind of ease into it and you allow yourself to become adjusted to what is transforming. So let's talk about 2020. Let's talk about what I expect in 2020. I just want to kind of give you guys a little guidelines about how I set my year up so that I can get the best and the most, the best results out of the year. So when I started my company, I didn't do this. When I started actually manifesting and trying to create, I didn't do this. I just kind of, you know, studied a lot. I prayed a lot and, you know, got a mentor. And I was really just kind of doing things by trial and error. Now, as I call myself the Miracle Manifester, I feel like I really have the technique down. And I really feel like that it is powerful to create your outcome. And when I talk about creating your outcome, I'm talking about preparing yourself for what it is that you desire. So instead of waiting on it to happen and you get ready, you should be ready when it happens so that you're not even surprised when it happens because you're expecting it because you were part of that creation. So not only do I pick my word for the year and I write a little bit in my journal about why I picked that word, why I felt that word was important, and I also write down my intentions for the year. Now, I will tell you that intentions change, right? So my intentions for the year may start off with, I am going to do a 5-city tour. I'm going to do X amount of videos live. I'm going to do X amount of podcasts. I want to reach 5,000 women personally this year. I want to see my business go from 7 figures to 8 figures. I want to be able to assist and mentor this many women. You know, I really line out what my heart's desires are. I don't cut corners. It doesn't matter how big it is. I intentionally write it down because that is what my conscious creations will be. Now, as the year goes by, I start to check in on my intentions. So a lot of people will say, give your intentions deadlines. Put deadlines on them. I don't do that. What I do is I look at the progress that I have made towards my intentions. So let's just say I want to do a 5-city tour. What I will do is I will pick the 5 cities that I want to go to, and I will have my team start to do research around those 5 cities. Let's just say those 5 cities are Texas, 5 states are Texas, Atlanta, California, Florida, and New York. If my team starts to do analytics around that, and I don't have enough interest in one of those states, then it's going to change, right? So when you write your intentions, I don't want you to be such a stickler about it to the point where I wrote these intentions, I have to do it this way, blah, 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 blah. I want you to be in a space of allowing and allowing the universe to help you co-create. So you can write your intentions, but leave space for the universe to work. A lot of times we don't do that. We put all the pressure on ourselves and we are really not doing it alone. You have your heavenly staff, you have your angels, you have help. So make room for allowing. Don't be so stuck to, I wrote this down so it has to happen this way and I need it to happen that way. That was a really big lesson I learned this decade, is that as much as I think that I am in control, I am really not in control. Spirit is in control and I like it that way because things seem to always turn out so much better when I let them have their playground. All right. The other thing I do is I create decrees, mantras, and affirmations for myself and my family. I do this every year. I always make decrees and affirmations around my children, especially my son. My son is 16. He's in high school and he is going through that, you know, I'm 16, I'm a teenager. He's between, you know, young man and grown man. And so I always speak good things over his life and I speak good things to him. But in my prayer meditation time, I am always decreeing that my son is an amazing, respectful, spiritually grounded man. He is a leader, not a follower. He is allowing himself to be led by the divine guidance of God, and that he is strong mind, body, and spirit. That has been my decree for my son since he was about 13, and I have kind of tweaked it a little bit, but that remains the same. I do the same for my daughter. I speak over her life and in my quiet time that my daughter is strong, spiritually aligned, and self-secured. She has great relationships, great business relationships, great partnerships. She is protected, guided, and guarded, and led by the divine spirit of God. Those are staple affirmations for me. And then I begin to affirm things for myself and in my life and in my business. I am a very big I am girl. I am strong. I am successful. I am powerful. I am a child of God in whom he is well pleased. I am divinely guided. I am a light. I will shine bright. I will do. I will do. I am. I can. All things are possible. Everything that I need comes to me. I have divine appointments, divine alignments, divine conversations. I am elevated. I am guarded. I am protected. I walk in faith. Everything I need comes to me easily and effortlessly, and on and on and on. And I speak these things over my life and over myself every day, multiple times a day. When I was building my business, when I first started in my business, and I am going to do the Wealth and Women group coaching in February, and I will deal with a lot of the business stuff there. But a lot of you probably don't know that when I started my business, I was making $25 an hour. I was seeing tons of people. Everybody that I saw would send five more people to me. I mean, my business was built on all referrals, and I was making $25 an hour. And at that time, I thought, okay, well, this is good. It's probably the best I can be doing right now. And my business was making no money, and I was really giving myself away. And I realized that if I did not hold value in myself and in what I had to offer, nobody was going to hold value in what I had to offer. So probably for the next 3 years after I started my business, I was walking through my house saying, my business is valuable. My business is valuable. I am valuable. What I have is needed. I am valuable. I know I said it a million times. And I took my business from barely making a profit to a seven-figure business. Now, I talk about manifesting money, and I talk about prosperity and abundance. I never talk about what I make because, I mean, I just don't. I'm talking about that now because I'm saying that as I begin to speak it into my life, I begin to attract it into my life. When I was just flying by the seat of my pants and kind of just allowing things to happen, nothing was really happening. I had to get into alignment with who I was, who I was saying I was, and I had to expect that the universe was going to meet me where I was, and they did. So when I begin to transform my thinking and begin to act in alignment of what I was trying to create in my life, it showed up. So decrees, affirmations, and mantras are going to be very important for you. They also help to remind you of who you are. You can stick them on your wall, stick them on your door, stick them on your bathroom mirror, stick them in your car, stick them in your wallet. I have affirmations all over my house. In my son's bathroom, in my bathroom, downstairs in the guest bathroom. People can pick one up out of the little card holder. I have them everywhere. And I have that because to me, it is important that you feed yourself with things that make you feel good. That is how you begin to elevate. Also, what I have learned that is really important is to build good relationships. So this year, as I do every year, I look at the relationships I've built. This time I've actually looked at the relationships I've built over the decade, right? Because 10 years is a long time. And I look and I see who is still there within the 10, you know, within that 10-year period, who's not there, and who I would love to be there going forward. I am really an introverted person. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people say, ah, Fran, you're not shy or you're not an introvert. But in all reality, I am. I'm very, very introverted. Always been very shy. But when the spirit is moving through me, it's a different Fran that you get. So I have to really make a intentional effort to remain in good, productive relationships with people. It is difficult sometimes when you are in a business like I'm in, a spiritual business, because you have those people that want to be around you because they need what you have to offer. And then you have those people that genuinely want to be around you because they love you. And you have to ask for discernment in any situation, not just in the spiritual situation, but in any situation about who should be here and who should not be here. You can have acquaintances and you can have friends. You have to know who to put in the friend box and who to put in the acquaintance box. The most important thing about relationships, building relationships, cultivating relationships is relationships have to be a two-way street. You can't just be the giver and not receiving anything and vice versa. Also, you have to be in relationships that make you feel good. And that's with anybody, not just business relationships, relationships, period. If you're in relationships that feed your soul, that feed your heart, and that you feel like there's an even exchange going on. And when I say even exchange, I'm not talking about you give me something, I give you something. I'm talking about an even exchange of energy. I'm there for you, you're there for me. Even when I don't need you to be there, you're there. Even when you don't need me to be there, I'm there. That kind of relationship. Those are the kind of relationships that I want in my life. True, honest, good relationships. So I look over the people that I need to maybe distance myself from, the people I need to pull closer, and the people that I'd like to call in this year. Like, what are my needs this year in business relationships, and what are my needs in personal relationships? Sometimes we even have to separate from our family because that relationship is not working. Doesn't mean you don't love them. Doesn't mean you don't wish them well. It just means that I can't have you this close. And that's okay. You bless them and you keep going, as with any relationship. So I always take my relationships in account at the beginning of the year. Last but not least, self-care. I make a list of the things that I am going to do to care for me, because I care for and give so much to everybody else. I have to be intentional about how I am going to care for myself. What am I going to do to make sure that I am at my absolute best? What am I going to do to make sure that I have what I need to give to you guys, to my clients, to my mentees, to my family, to myself? And I make a list of things that I am going to do to take time and space for myself. And those things are non-negotiable, right? Like, I am not going to change it. This is what I'm going to do for me. This is how I'm going to do it. This is when I'm going to do it. The only thing that may change around my self-care would be the dates that I do it. Sometimes I have things that may overlap, but I do not put it off, and I never say that I'm not going to do it, because taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit is important. It is so important to your well-being. Your spiritual health is so important because your spiritual health balances your mental health and your physical health. So self-care is also on my list. These are just some of the things that I do to start the new year, because I feel that if you actually are, again, the word, intentional about what you plan to create, you will see it happen quickly. If you're not so intentional and you're kind of scattered and you're just allowing things to happen by default, then you're probably not getting what you want. All right, guys, I would love to hear what you think about this podcast. I'd also love to hear about some of the things that you plan to do this year, some of your intentional creations and intentional goals, and how you plan to honor yourself this year. You can always drop me an email at teamangelswithfran@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at www.angelswithfran.org and just leave me a message. All right, blessings to you for 2020. It is an amazing year, and I just cannot wait to see all the amazing things that happen for you. All right, guys, bye for now.